In your mind's eye, when you picture a butcher or a livestock farmer, do you see a burly man working with hogs and wielding sharp knives? Well, a community of women in Massachusetts are challenging those stereotypes and are working to change the growing sustainable meat industry at the same time. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Kate Stillman grew up on a farm and always thought she'd end up selling cut flowers for fancy weddings, like she did to pay for college. Now the 36-year-old raises grass-fed beef, lamb, pastured poultry, and pork at Stillman Quality Meats in Hardwick.
12 years ago, it was just two people, you know, so it's exploded.
As we walk past piglets bred from heritage sows, Stillman recalls buying this farm around the same time her first son was born 9 years ago. A lot of people didn't know what sustainable meat was, she says, and the industry was a boys' club. Stillman remembers her early trips to the slaughterhouse.
It's an intimidating place to begin with, let alone you show up in a big, kind of crazy, hectic work scene with a bunch of men and, you know, it's gory and everything else. I was always the one showing up with a child slung, you know, with a baby hanging from in front of me or something like that. But, you know, you learn to work your way through it.
Stillman learned without a manual. She grew a loyal customer base for her poultry, meat, and sausages through farm shares and farmers markets. But 5 years ago, Stillman realized the region's slaughterhouses, which process animals into meat products, couldn't support demand.
The biggest problem we faced was processing. We just couldn't get our stuff processed anywhere. And the writing got to be on the wall.
Stillman's solution was to build her own on-farm slaughter and processing facility. It would be the first one like it in Massachusetts. She says she got it built with support from a growing network of women.
I grew up and it was always a man's world, and yet when you actually look at who's moving and shaking most of the farms nowadays, it's these incredibly strong women.
Today, Massachusetts is home to the League of Women in Meat. Edith Murnane of Jamaica Plain created the business networking group to bring more women into the industry. She's organized conferences and classes to teach livestock production, marketing, and butchering.
We were going to create a space and a workshop that would enable women to come together to get their hands on knives and saws and really learn the skills.
Murnane uses Kate Stillman's pigs for the workshops. She points to an ongoing shortage of skilled butchers in Massachusetts and nationwide, which affects the whole meat ecosystem.
Our region, our industry needs butchers. We know it. Whether it's at the slaughterhouse, whether it's at the processing plant, whether it's at the grocery store.
That said, butcher jobs are not high wage. But Murnane says women are attracted to the meat industry for reasons other than money.
Many of the women that I meet are really concerned about health and safety in food. And so that's where they started.
And women in the industry are selling to like-minded customers.
Most of us in the New England area that are doing pasture-based meat are marketing to women.
Diana Rogers is a nutritionist with a farm in Carlisle.
They're the ones who are buying the food. They're concerned about the quality of meat. And so to buy local, to buy well-raised meat from somebody that they know and trust is really important to them. And so it's a great way for us to connect with them directly.
Rogers says women are taking a lead in connecting with customers through social media. She posts daily stories and photos from her farm on Instagram and Facebook. She has a blog and a podcast.
My husband, who's up on the tractor, just wants to be growing the food. It's just a little bit more natural for me to get up, go on my phone, and snap a couple pictures and share it and engage with our customers that way.
Rogers shares social media tips with other producers at a recent meat conference in New Hampshire.
And then just repeat what works. So baby goats being fed by a bottle, baby lambs, a kid feeding a baby lamb. for us, that's like the number one thing that really gets the most engaged.
Stalls for companies that make non-GMO livestock feed and sausage casings line the room's perimeter. Susan Murray stands behind a design plan for the Livestock Institute of Southern New England, which is being built in Westport.
The women I meet in the livestock industry are incredible businesswomen. They won't take any sugar honey iced tea. they are proud of what they do, and they're strong, and they're incredibly knowledgeable.
Murray is the Livestock Institute's program coordinator. It will be the state's third large USDA slaughterhouse, but it's also an educational nonprofit.
Just like in any male-dominated industry, having those role models shows you that it can be done. I tend to gravitate towards other women producers to ask questions. I feel like we speak a similar language when it comes to problem solving. I think not in all cases, but in general, women problem solve slightly different than men.
Women who choose the meat industry face a host of challenges, from access to capital to work-life balance, which can be hard to achieve when you're a farmer 24/7, 365 days a year. Kate Stillman of Stillman Quality Meats knows about that firsthand. She looks forward to the day when the meat and farming industries are free of gender stereotypes.
Sometimes I write the checks, and people finally meet me, and they're shocked that it's like, hey, there's, you know, this woman running the farm. The animals don't care who you are, what day of the week it is. So, you know, you have to put on a little bit of a thick skin.
Which she says anyone who works in the competitive farm retail business needs to. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.